are dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Welcome, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, but my friends all call me Kat, so I hope you will too. And welcome to this special edition of Dreaming Healing. This show is a video podcast, so if you're only listening right now and you'd like to watch the show, go to my website at Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis, or just type in The Queen of Dreams, and up in the right-hand corner, you'll see Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click that, it'll take you right over to my show page, and you can watch the show right now. And you can watch the shows that we've already taped. So what do crappy to happy authors, cancer survivor Connie Brammer, Dr. Bonnie McLean, and COVID nurse Diane Vick all have in common? Well, they had a very crappy experience that had a happy ending. But before we go into that, let's start the show with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. If you're driving right now, please don't close your eyes during the meditation. It will still work. Just listen. So during this meditation, we're going to imagine using something really small but special to us. Maybe something that was given to you in a dream by a spirit guide or a guardian angel, deceased loved one, grandparent, aunt, uncle that comes into your dream. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be your favorite color crystal. It can be anything, flower, anything that holds the power of love for you. That's going to be your power gift that we're going to use in this meditation. So we're going to then take three deep breaths together. We're going to hold them and blow them across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain and return that breath to the universe as perfect golden light. And we're also going to create a mirrored bubble around us using our gift, our power gift. And that's going to be our meditation, okay? So now sit comfortably. Get yourself really nice and comfortable. Take a deep breath in, hold it, imagine tiny specks of negativity, something someone said to you, something you said to someone else, something someone did to you, connecting to that breath of life, blow it across the room, all the way out, empty your lungs, all the way out, going into the purple flame of Saint Germain and it's beautiful golden light now returning to the universe. Again, deep breath in. Hold it. Any stubborn specks are connecting to that breath of life. We're going to blow it out across the room. Into the purple flame of Saint Germain. One more time. Deep breath in. Hold it. Fill your lungs up. Feel that air going to the very bottom of your lung. Connecting any negativity, thoughts, words, deeds. Blow it out into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it's converted into beautiful golden energy and returned to the universe. Now imagine holding your power gift in your hand. Take it and swing it all around your body. And we're creating a mirrored bubble of protection that is only going to allow that which is of our highest and best to come in, brought by our spirit guides and guardian angels. Anything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. So welcome to the show tonight. You know, we all have crappy to happy moments in our lives. We just don't talk about them. We certainly don't often define them as crappy to happy, but you know what? That's what they are. And knowing how to move through those moments can keep us happy and healthy during COVID-19. Our guests today are all authors in the brand new Amazon number one bestseller, Crappy to Happy. And they're here to tell us about their crappy to happy moment. We have author Connie Bramer, who is a cancer survivor. We've got Dr. Bonnie McLean, and we have nurse Diane Vick. And they're going to be telling us about their crappy to happy moment, their story in the book, how it may or may not be affecting what we're going through with COVID right now, and why it's important to be able to move out of that crappy spot into a happy spot and how they did it. You know, like James Redfield, who wrote the foreword to the book, said, "What makes this book so special is the stories in it are by ordinary people who went through a crappy situation, but they not only came out of it the other side, but they were better people for having gone through it." And that's what they're going to share with us. So they are all amazing, absolutely amazing authors. And I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, because I have been talking for the past 7 minutes and I don't want to steal this whole show. So Connie, let's start with you. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Connie Bramer. I am the author of How Connie Got Her Rack Back, which is my cancer story, my comical spin on the cancer journey. I am a contributing author to Chaos to Clarity and the new Crappy to Happy. I'm the founder of Get Your Rack Back, which is a nonprofit that helps cancer patients in upstate New York with financial situations such as gas and grocery gift cards and medical co-payment assistance. And I am the podcast host of Laughter and Inspiration on the Speaking to the Heart podcast network.
And when does your show?
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights.
Excellent. And Diane, Nurse Diane Vick, tell us how, well, you know, just give us a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to go into what you did.
Okay. So my name is Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse for 16 years this year. I'm also a health coach, and I primarily help women with anxiety, digestive issues, and chronic pain, because that's where I came from, my journey out of illness and my crappy story. And my podcast is on Thursdays on Dream Vision 7. It's called Goddess Unleashed, and it's also on YouTube. I share the videos. And it's been an interesting journey working through balancing nursing and coaching at the same time through COVID-19, for sure.
So you've got to tune in to Diane's show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And so, Diane, you also helped COVID patients during the worst of it.
Yes, I did. And I have my friends at the front line, which I send them many blessings, because they're the ones that are really doing the really hard work and dealing with this head on. And I do have friends that actually captured and got COVID. So it's been an interesting time. But my experience was more about being there to support the families from my home remotely during that moment of time where they get those results that they don't want to hear. How to support them, how to make sure that I was ready for that phone call before I made it, and to be able to support them and teach them exactly what they need to do for the whole family to keep the whole family safe in that situation.
And we're going to get into that more because it was so important and it was such a difficult job. And oh my goodness, my heart went out to Diane so many times when she told me what she was doing. And then we've got Dr. Bonnie McLean, who, Bonnie, you came face to face with COVID yourself while you were writing this book, and nobody really knew it until we started contacting you to say, you know, Bonnie, your story's in and blah, blah, blah. And we didn't hear back from you. We were like, maybe she doesn't like us anymore. And then we found out what was wrong. So Bonnie, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's so wonderful to see all of y'all in person and to meet you personally. So thank you for having us on today. Yes, I was a patient for about 6 weeks with COVID. My background is I was an RN for 20 years. I practiced nursing for 20 years. And I'm a doctor of oriental medicine now. I'm an acupuncture physician. And I've been doing this for about 38 years. So that gives you an idea of my age. I'm in those really golden years now. So my experiences really helped me. I think the early experiences that we'll talk about later, but they helped me gain the resilience that I have needed probably this last number of months now, because the COVID experience, I'm working with patients as well that either have it or they're over it and they're trying to recover. And I've been very blessed and very lucky that I didn't have the long haul COVID, that I was able to recover. But, you know, from that standpoint, and then also, you know, as a patient in the hospital, and my hat is off to the frontline workers. Those people are amazing, and the doctors and the staff, I believe that they saved my life. Along with that and the prayers that were being sent to me, a lot of my friends and my family, I was receiving a lot of prayers. I think even one person called a nunnery and asked her to send me prayers. So I was getting them and I felt them. And I really believe those are the two things that pulled me through, because it was really touch and go for a few days.
I so believe in the power of prayer. And one of the things that Connie Bramer and I share is we're both breast cancer survivors and our mothers both died of cancer. Connie and I share a lot in common, and one of the things that, you know, we hear a lot about on TV right now with COVID is how cancer patients have their treatments interrupted because they're afraid to go to the hospital to take their treatments because of COVID. And it's certainly understandable. So, Connie, share with us your crappy in your story, because it deals with your mother. And I know that right now many students, college students, have lost their grandparents, their grandmothers, their mothers, to COVID. And so their story is going to be very similar to your story, and your story can help them get through their story.
Well, I wrote my story about my mother, and it really is an ode to the mother-daughter relationship. And I was very lucky to be close to my mom. And she was diagnosed with cancer when I was in college. I was a sophomore in college. And she passed away when I was 26 and she was 53 years old. So I decided for this chapter, you know, the last book I wrote about dating things to be funny, and this one I just wanted to be very serious with the crappy that brought me through to a happy place of reflection with my mother's relationship with me, because I wrote about, you know, favorite memories of my mom, things that have brought me joy, reflecting back on my life with my mother in it, because in another year, she will have been gone as long as I had her. And I'm getting to that turning point where, you know, I still have these wonderful memories. It's been 25 years almost that she's been gone. So she and I shared a lot of fun times together. And what I specifically write about in this chapter is about all of our shopping escapades. And much to my, you know, Visa's chagrin, I still have the same, you know, shopping penchant that my mother had for sales. Like if it was on sale, it belonged in her closet. So we went shopping the fall before she died, and we had a wonderful day. I wrote about that day. And we used to lie to my dad about how much things cost because he couldn't believe like we would spend money on clothes, and he would just flip out. So we always had this joke that we lied about how much things cost. So I talk about that in the story. But the thing that really hit home for me with this whole story that I decided to write is that when my dad asked me to clean out the closet, my mother's closet after she died, I saw all the things in it that she bought that day we went shopping that still had the tags on them and were never worn. And I think it's just, you know, I was telling someone, I was on the phone with Frank Zaccari today, who's another author, great author in the book, Kat. And I said to him, you know, we don't think about objects as having a life, right? Until someone's in them. And then we look at them and the fact that they weren't in it, never had the opportunity to be in them, it just was really powerful to write about that for me. So that's the story that I wrote. And really, it's about the love of a mother and daughter. And I find so many people in this world don't have good relationships with their mother. And it saddens me because I had such a wonderful relationship with mine. So I wanted to share that with the world, hoping that people will be more reflective of the relationship with their mom.
You know, that's an excellent point, Connie. If, in fact, you do not have a good relationship with your mother, which many, many mother-daughters don't, you still love your mother, but you don't have a good relationship with her. My mother was basically my best friend because I was born and raised in the military, and I went to 5 different first grades, and my best friend was my mom because I didn't have any other friends. You know, work on that. Maybe that might be one of your goals this year, is to find common ground, find a way that you can spend time with them, because my mom's been gone a little over 25 years too. And let me tell you, you never miss them so much until they're gone and you can't pick up the phone and call them. You don't realize the pain of hearing someone call, "Hey, mom," across a store, and no, you're not going to get to do that again. So my joy would be in having anyone who does not have a wonderful relationship with their mother to build on that. That would make me very, very joyful from your story and my story. So Diane, tell us your crappy part of your story.
So my
share your
story.
Crap with us.
Yes. Well, I could tell you this past week has been a difficult challenge for me and my family, unrelated to the crappy story, but my cousin passed away the day before the book launched, and it's been inspiration to actually use the book for myself and read these things to get back in balance. But my story is really about COVID-19 and how we were, when we started off this journey, we were in this limbo and nobody really knew what was happening, and families were very stressed out, and I was thrown into a virtual working from home, and now I have to start calling these results. And in the beginning, there were so many positives, and really I realized that I'm an empath. So when I have conversations with people, when I was at the bedside, I would always get sick when I would work with these patients that had illness, because I was absorbing everything. So I needed to make sure that before I made that phone call, I was ready not only for them, but also for me. So one of the things that I love to share in my classes is that I do dance release and I do a lot of breathing and meditation. So before these calls, I would make sure that I would dance to several songs, depending on how I was feeling. Some days it might take 5 songs, but I would get in the right mindset before I would make that phone call so that I can be ready to answer their questions and be upbeat and be calm at the same time to support them. And really what this one talks about is a particular day that the family was at. Most people do very well in the COVID with the kids. The kids do very well in the virus and nobody has any issues. But in some cases, there are family members that have already been impacted by the virus by the time I call, because it's going little by little, person by person inside the household. So this particular day when I called, the mom was actually in the emergency room getting cared for. So it was about really supporting my team at the hospital, making sure they knew that mom probably has it as well. And now they need to make sure that they're protecting themselves, but also protect the dad who's having issues, make sure that the 17-year-old girl was aware of what she needed to do and how she could support her parents if they weren't feeling well.
Oh, you know, and you hit the nail right on the head, teamwork. You know, it's really important to have your team in place. And that's one of the things that helps get us out of the crappy is who is part of our team? Who can we rely on? Because none of us are alone. Even when we're locked away in the house, we still have Zoom, we still have phones, and we can rely on them, and we still have prayers and meditations. So I think that's so important in order to get us to that happy. We've got to take a quick break. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Bonnie McLean, who actually had COVID. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, sacred stories of transformational joy, answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Canavis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. This is Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7RadioNetwork.com. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and we're talking about the authors in the book, Crappy to Happy. And just before the break, we were talking with Nurse Diane Vick about what she was doing to help families who were suffering with COVID. And she actually had to call the families to tell them whether or not their child had COVID. She had a miserable job. It was very, very crappy. And what she would do was dance before she had to make that difficult call so that she was in a place of happiness, so that she could convey that happiness and hold herself in that happiness while she spoke to the family. Our next author in the book Crappy to Happy is Dr. Bonnie McLean, and she actually came down with COVID. So Bonnie, before we get into asking you to share your crappy with the audience, could you kind of move a little closer maybe to your microphone and speak up a little bit, because your voice is a little quieter than everybody else's, and I want to make sure everybody can hear your crappy story. So Bonnie, tell us about your little crappy story.
Okay, Kat, how is this?
I think that's better. Actually, the producer will text me if it's not, but just talk up as loud as you can without straining your voice.
All right, I will do my best. I do tend to have a soft voice, which helps when I'm doing relaxation work with patients, but not right now. So, yes, I came down with COVID. I was surprised that I did. I really thought, because I was taking good care of myself and healthy, that I was not going to get it. And I didn't for several months. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm doing pretty well. But we did have, I work in an office, and we do have a lot of patients that come in and out. And who knows? I have no idea where I got it. And I didn't have the classic symptoms. I didn't have the cough or the fever or any of that in the beginning. I just felt really bad, felt really very fatigued, and started having body aches. And when I started getting really severe headaches, I took my doctor's advice and went to the emergency room where they admitted me. I was there for 2 weeks in intensive care. I had a lot of the treatments that President Trump had. I did not have that cocktail, although I did have the convalescent plasma that we get from somebody that has had it. Mm-hmm. So I really felt like I did have kind of a near-death experience, and it was surprisingly peaceful. And I decided to stay. I decided to stay here. I think I just became so aware of my community. You're talking about community. I became so aware of how much I love people and how much I'm loved. And I don't want to leave my peeps. So here I am. But I don't wish this on anybody. And I recommend, I mean, this is real. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. I have type A blood, so that makes me, the type A's are a little bit more susceptible than others, and I have a background, a genetic thing called MTHFR, which affects my immune system. So that helps me understand why I might have been susceptible to it, but I have recovered, and I'm so, so grateful. And that was the beauty of the whole thing, was coming out with a level of gratitude that I still have. So, and I do believe that my crappy to happy experience gave me the resilience to get through this, and also the faith and the trust that just because I was going through a dark, dark time, that light was in there somewhere. Mm. I grew up in an alcoholic family, both parents. My father was a physician, my mom was a nurse. I was not close to my mom. I was one of those that wasn't. Although now that she's on the other side, she does come to me in dreams. Both of them do. And I have made peace with both of them. She died in a house fire. And that was actually what triggered me to go into the kind of healing work that I do. I had been in a relationship with someone I thought I was going to marry. We'd been together 2 years. He announced that he was leaving the relationship and wanted to move out. And then an hour later, I got the phone call about my mom. So I was in fragmentation. I was in, like disassociation. And when I reached out to try to get help, I was out in California. A friend of mine sent me to a Peruvian shaman who just happened to be in town. And so I knew nothing about any of this kind of work, but I was so desperate. I went down into the middle of LA into this little motel and was greeted by this young man with long black hair, no shirt, orange skirt, no shoes. And he, asked me what I needed, and I told him, and he said, well, make sure that you want to be done with this, because once it's done, it's done. I said, yes, I'm sure. He danced around me with his feathers and his beads and his rattle and an egg. And I had my eyes closed, but he was doing, with twigs and leaves and stuff. And when he left, when he was finished, he handed me the egg and told me to go throw it in water. So I went down to Santa Monica Pier and threw it in, and I just felt this weight lift off, and I knew something profound had happened. The depression had been lifted. I still had healing to do with my mom, but with the boyfriend, that really was lifted. And so it led me on a search of other shamanic healers and how this worked and how this kind of healing worked. And so I do incorporate that with my acupuncture practice, if people are open to that and they want that, because I did end up studying with various shamans in Ecuador and Australia and Bali and different parts of South America and North America with the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. So I feel very blessed now to have had that experience, because now I can pass on what was given to me.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. And so that was your happy. So your crappy was losing your mom and then losing your boyfriend. And it did shatter you. It shatters our heart. And to a degree, it shatters our personality, because our main personality will actually retreat and some other personalities will come out. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But you use this technique to help reintegrate yourself, and that was your happy.
Yes, and part of the crappy too was just having a difficult childhood.
You need to speak up a little bit, because I think what you need to do is turn up your volume, but I'm afraid if you try to do this on the show that's live, we'll lose you.
Okay, I'll speak up again. So my childhood was difficult. My parents were good, I think they were ahead of their time, very sensitive people. But Dad had been in World War II, and he had PTSD, had a head injury, shrapnel in his head, a busted eardrum, vertigo, tinnitus. And so he went through a really hard time when he got back, and I don't even know how he went into practice for another 20 years. And Mother, but he drank. That was their way of dealing with things back around World War II, I think. Drinking and smoking. So both of them were chain smokers and heavy drinkers, and it just got worse over the years. Wow. But as I said, now I feel at peace with them, because again, through the shamanic work and through the dream work, mm-hmm. I've been able to connect with them and to really understand a bigger picture now.
That's great, Bonnie, because so many people don't have the ability to work through that and actually embrace their happy. So, Connie, what was your turning point or your comeback to be able to embrace your happy, to find it and then embrace it?
I think it came from just being done with the grieving process. I mean, I'm honestly never going to be done grieving my mother. I think that's one of the great losses in life. But I've come to a turning point where the memories, the good memories, outweigh the grieving. And I think that's what my turning point was and why I wanted to write that story.
Mm-hmm. So is there any, we'll come back to that later. That's going to be the follow-up for this. But Diane Vick, what was your happy and how did you get there?
My happy would definitely be in between the calls and after all the calls, really becoming more centered with myself and knowing that I did a good thing, that I had done a good deed, that that I was there to support the families and I supported them through it. And then it was about supporting myself to relieve any emotions that I had picked up during those calls to make sure that I calmed down my nervous system, because I have chronic illness too. So if I let those things turn on and the anxiety kick in and it affects my digestion, it'll affect chronic pain. So it was really about focusing on myself and recentering so that I could feel happy. And to support me through what I'm doing right now, right? Grieving and working through that process and getting back into that happy every single day.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what I found so interesting about all of your stories in this book, Crappy to Happy, is the art of your comeback. Every single one of you came back from crappy, but every single one of you came back in your own way. You owned your own comeback, and they were all different, yet they were similar in that you had to reach within yourself. You had to find your joy within yourself. It doesn't come necessarily from somewhere else. You know, Bonnie, you went to a shaman to help you, but you had to make that first step. That shaman didn't come to you. You went to that shaman. And that's one of the things that I found so interesting about all three of these stories, how you reached into your inner selves. You found your joy, and you followed that joy through the steps you personally needed to go through to be able to embrace your happy. We need to take a break in just a couple of minutes, but before we do, I want for each of you to tell our audience how they can find you. So let's start with you, Bonnie. How can our audience find you? And make sure you really speak up for us.
Thank you for reminding me. My webpage is spiritgatemedicine.com. And I have an email also at spiritgate@att.net. So either way, you can reach me.
Great. And Connie, how can we find you?
You can go to gyrb.org. That stands for getyourrackback.org. And also, if you want to have some laughs, join and some inspiration, join the Laughter and Inspiration Facebook group for my podcast, where we share a lot of funny, memes and stuff like that.
And that, let me tell you something, Connie is hysterical, really. I mean, you cannot listen to her describing some things that would bring most people to tears, the way she has this snarky sense of humor that we both share. I love it. I mean, people will look at me horrified when I say things and I'm laughing about it. They'll just be horrified. Yeah. And I'll go, you got to laugh. You've got to laugh till it heals. And that's what I'm all about, laughing until it heals, as is Connie. So definitely go and check her out. You will be so glad that you did. And Diane, how do we find you?
Just look for me on Google, Diane Vick, DianeVich. And also I would invite you to join my free group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, on Facebook for inspiration, silly fun, and meditations, just to help support through this process.
Great. And Diane, how can our audience find you if they want to go to your radio show?
Yeah, so my radio show is on Dream Vision 7. It's called Goddess Unleashed, and it is on their website.
Okay. And what about you, Connie? I know you've got a show as well. How can we watch your show?
My show is on speakingtotheheart.org. And also on the all new Phoenix radio station, which is phoenixradio.org.
Great. All three of these authors are in this book. Crappy to Happy. Their stories are phenomenal. And I just found out that one of the reasons why so many of our authors were having trouble getting the book shipped out to them in time for the interviews like this is because they had actually sold out. We put the book up on Amazon, Reverend Ariel Patricia did, about 6 days ago, so that on the 6th, we could have our big book launch. Well, that night, the book became an Amazon number one best seller. It beat out The Great Gatsby, and we were shocked. We had no idea that that many people had pre-ordered the book. So this week, while we're having our book launch, which is what this special broadcast is, the books are now going out. So please go to Amazon, or you can go to my website, KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, or The Queen of Dreams, and order your book while they're still there, because they may end up selling out of them again. It's just doing so well. Don't go away, though. We've got to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have last thoughts on how to find your happy. You're listening to DreamVision7Radio.com, and I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, on Dreaming Healing.
Dreams can diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the last segment of our show. You're watching Dreaming Healing on syndicated DreamVision7Radio.com. And I am your host, author Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. You can listen to this show online, on mobile, in cars, with Bluetooth, and through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you have any questions or comments about the show, you can leave them on my Dreaming Healing website, or my Facebook page, or you can send me an email from my website, The Queen of Dreams, or Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, and you can download your free gift on my website. Just before the break, we were talking about how to reconnect with our happy, our joy within. And so for this last section, I want to talk about a part of the book. It was part five of Crappy to Happy. And in part five, it's called Words of Wisdom. If I knew then what I know now, and I have to tell you, that part of the book was absolutely amazing. Guys, this part of the book blew me away. The wisdom that was imparted was second to none. It was even better than the first book, Chaos to Clarity, because it really went deep. So for this last section of the show, I'd like for you to leave our audience with your words of wisdom, what you learned, and what you would like to share with them. So let's start with Nurse Diane Vick. Diane, what are your last thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience?
Definitely, I would like to say that we all face challenges. We all face obstacles, and they're all opportunities for us to evolve and grow and learn from them. We have to look at them with an open mind and realize that it's happening for us, not to us, and shift our mindset. It's very important to use meditation. I'm actually venturing to teach something now that I've been avoiding for quite a while because I was too scared. But meditation is a very, very powerful tool, and I'm actually venturing into teaching this something that I just invented, even though there is one that's called orgasmic meditation, but mine's spelled differently, and it's a different strategy. But it's really about emotionally releasing and tapping and connecting with ourselves and really feeling things in our body to process and release emotions. So definitely work through these emotions. If feel them when you experience them. If you feel like you need to cry, then take a moment to cry. It's so, so powerful when we actually give into these emotions and feel them and let them go.
You know, that's really important. You hit on something that I think many of us don't realize how important it is, and that's to embrace our emotions, no matter what they are. They belong to us, and they're part of our healing path. And sometimes healing is painful, but it's part of the means to the end. So thank you for sharing that. Connie, what would you like to share with us?
Well, I wrote for my final thoughts that time is fleeting, and we really need to take those precious moments that happen in our lives and really enjoy them. And the one piece of advice that I received when I got married was to take a moment to look around the room and know that all of those people were there for me. And I think it's important to do the same thing in your daily life, the people that pass through your life, to take a moment and reflect and say, you know, I met this person today, or there's a reason why I met this person, or take stock of what you're doing with your family. I think, you know, we just let time go by. And then for me, unfortunately, I'm left with memories of my mom. I'm lucky to have them. But sometimes I say to myself, I wish I had been more in the moment with her. So that's the lesson that I hope people take away from my story.
That's you know, really beautiful. And I think you said something really important there. When we're going through something really crappy, we think we're all alone. We feel like nobody can feel as bad or as deeply about what we're experiencing as we are. But, you know, listening to Connie, I realized I wasn't the only one that dipped down into those depths of despair when my mom died. And so by understanding that Connie went through that and she survived it, she came out and I did, you know, if you're experiencing that by reading her story, my story, and many of the other stories in here, it can be your first step toward happy. We're not alone. We have to reach out, because a lot of people, when we're going through that crappy moment, they're giving us space. It's not that they're ignoring us. They're respecting our space. But as soon as we reach out, they will grab us and hug us. And so I think it's really important that we you know, look around and see who our friends are, who our family are, and reach out to them when we're going through a really bad spell, which a death in a family is. And like Diane said, she just lost a family member as well. So Bonnie, what are your closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience?
One of the main things that I would like to share is just to remind us all that healing is an incremental process. It is not an instant fix. We live in a culture that likes instant fixes, and that is not what healing is. So we need to be patient with ourselves as we go through that process. A lot of times it's two steps forward and a step back, or sometimes even two back occasionally. But there is always that light inside the dark. We may not be able to see it at the time when we're in the deep, deep, dark depths. And of course, that is when it's so important to have our loved ones around in our community. But it is an incremental process. If I look back and see, I wish I had known then, I would have been more patient with myself. Mm. If I had known that way back when I was young and wanting that instant fix, I suppose.
You know, we do get really impatient with ourselves. I know I did. I was like, okay, I've been grieving for 3 years. Why am I not over this now? And the truth of the matter is, some of our crappies take longer than other people's crappies. You know, you can't judge yourself by other people. You've got to embrace your own movement through something that is crappy, until you come into your happy. There is no time limit on it. And there is no blueprint that's absolute for everyone. It's not like building a house. It's like rebuilding your heart. And that takes time. That's my cat behind me. I closed her out. I closed her in. And she's probably going to start knocking on that door, wait for someone to open it. But before we wrap this up, I'd like for you all to take a moment again and let our audience know how they can find you, just in case they tuned in late. I want to make sure that they can all go to your websites and see who you are and what you're doing. So, Connie, let's start with you. How can we find you?
On gyrb.org, that stands for Get Your Rack Back, so gyrb.org, and on the Facebook group, Laughter and Inspiration, and speakingtotheheart.org under Laughter and Inspiration for my podcast.
Thank you. And Diane, how can our audience find you again?
Okay, so all over social, it's my name, Diane, D-I-A-N-E, V like Victor, I-C-H. My podcast is on Thursdays, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on Dream Vision 7. It's called Goddess Unleashed, and I invite you all into my free group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, on Facebook.
Excellent. And Bonnie, how can we find you? And you are Dr. Bonnie McLean, if anybody Googles you.
Yes. My webpage is www.spiritgatemedicine.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You can find me under my name, Bonnie McLean. You can also find me under my business name, Spirit Gate Medicine, and also under my book name, which I haven't mentioned, but I would like to mention it. It's Integrative Medicine, The Return of the Soul to Healthcare. And I think it's a very pertinent book for what we're going through with the COVID experience, too.
Thank you. Absolutely. Oh, thank you. And I want to hear more about that near-death experience. There are many stories in this book, not just from these three amazing authors, but like Dr. Bernie Siegel has a story in here where he lost his wife of, they were married forever and in many other lifetimes. And so he shares with the reader how to get your joy back when you lose your significant other. And I know that there are many, many people watching this show who have lost family members to COVID. So if you're feeling down in the dumps, if you're feeling crappy, get the book and it can help you move into crappy, from crappy to happy. So a very big thank you to our producer, Bob. And I hope you'll please join me again next Tuesday for our special edition show and the show that's at 9 p.m. This show will be archived on my Dream Vision 7 radio network page, accessible from my website at The Queen of Dreams. So until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Thank you so much, guests, for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
so much. So nice to meet everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCanvas.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.